Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Mego.
I never said I could take on a hippo.
No, in fairness, you did.
With Arcand.
You ever see a hippo eat a watermelon? It's amazing.
On Boston Sports Original.
I wonder what Arcand just does with his time.
I watch hippos eating watermelons.
WEEI.
Sway's a big part of this whole dynamic of what we were trying to put together. You know, it's a priority for us. We're going to continue to find a negotiated landing spot. And, you know, the timing is what it is, you know, however long that takes. It's not impacted by what we did today. We're in a great spot to find, as I said, the best negotiated deal we can find for both sides.
Don Sweeney last week, after signing Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov, no real detail or info on Jeremy Swayman. It's Jones and Mego. No Arcand today here on WEEI. You can still vote in our big question of the day. Up now at Jones and Mego. How far can the Red Sox go this year? World Series, ALCS, ALDS, wild card, or they're going nowhere. You can vote. We'll get back into that at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. You can also jump in on the next owner of the Boston Celtics. What's driving the sale of the Boston Celtics? And is Pags really in the bidding process? Because Shaughnessy had a lot of good detail on that over the weekend. But the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman are not going to arbitration. Both sides declined to go to arbitration.
So yay!
Swayman could have taken them. The team could have taken him, as Don Sweeney pointed out in the immediate aftermath of the season. Oh, by the way, I mean, don't forget, Jeremy Swayman took us to arbitration. We didn't take him. He took us, which I just think is semantics.
He's
and you're
such
playing
a bully.
Games. Right. So here's the thing. How do we read that they're not going to arbitration? I have to read that as a good thing. Arbitration would be contentious and ugly, and it's a one-year deal, and you're driving the player away. The fact they agreed to avoid arbitration and keep negotiating, I think, and maybe I'm giving the Bruins too much credit, Jeremy Jacobs, Don Sweeney, the whole outfit. But it seems to me like that's better than electing to go to arbitration, and now we're haggling over a one-year deal, and maybe Swayman's gone in a year.
To me, it shows that they're negotiating in good faith, that they both want to come to an agreement, and this is total speculation, but they feel like they're close enough that they don't have to go there again. They've been there before. As you said, it's contentious, it's confrontational, it's an ugly process, so they can figure it out on their own, and they still have the money to give him. Like, they're still sitting there with a reasonable amount of money. What do they have, like $9.5 million
left? I think it's more than that. Let me double check. I think it's more.
Okay. I thought I was reading The Athletic. I thought I read 9.5. Maybe it's 10 plus.
Well, so look, what I see the Bruins have is, no, you're right, 9.35 is what they have in cap space.
Yeah, so they still have a reasonable amount that they can throw at him. They're not allocating it to anyone else actively that we can see right now. So it seems like it's all moving in the right direction. Maybe there was a little bit of a standstill over the holiday. Otherwise, what are they haggling over? Like, at this point, is it the difference between saying, like, 7.7 and 8.1?
I don't think it's AAV. I think it's bonus structure. You know, like, I think a big motivation for trading Ullmark by July 1st was the bonus that he was due on July 1st. So I think it's bonus structure or, you know, regardless of the cap hit, like an $8 million AAV against the cap doesn't mean that's how they're paying it out. And so maybe they're pushing money down the line so that in 4 years they can trade Swayman and the contract is somebody else's problem. Or maybe they front load it. I don't know how they would want to set it up. But my guess is they're not haggling over AAV. We all know what the end point is. $7.5-8 million, right? Maybe it's a little north of eight. We all know what the end point is. So maybe it's no movement. Maybe it's bonus structure. Maybe it's just the way, like the cash flow for Jacobs, how they pay it out. My guess is that's what they're haggling over, and they got to figure that out. And the fact they avoided arbitration is a good sign. But again, maybe I'm just giving them way too much credit.
I think that there may be a little bit more to the AAV than you're saying, because I could see them holding up his rotation, or I guess mostly rotation during the regular season over the last couple of seasons, and his limited experience as a playoff starter to say, we're going to hold back X compared to the other guys around the league because you've really just graduated to starter. And so we can't pay you as a full starter because of the experience just hasn't been there all along. You've been part of a tandem. So while we really appreciate you and we've chosen you, look, we sent Ullmark out and we've chosen you. And now you have a real just straight up backup behind you. At the same time, I could see them. I don't think the AAV, like that they're in the same league, is necessarily a given.
Interesting. So you think the Bruins could be saying, we'll pay you six and a half, but we're not going
to
pay you.
Which would be insulting
to
Swayman.
But then if that's what they're saying, why wouldn't Swayman just go, screw it, I'm going to arbitration and I'll be a free agent in a year and F you?
Well, maybe it's not that stark, but maybe it's the difference between, I don't know, 6'8", 6'9", and being in the upper sevens. I mean, that's real money, you know? That's like not nothing.
No, it is. I agree it is. I just, if Swayman felt like he was getting lowballed, and like it's not just some of this other stuff that I think is easy to get past. They'll be, you don't get a 15-team no movement clause. We just went through this with Ullmark. You get 10 or whatever. You'll get 15 teams, but it's in 5 years. Like all that sort of stuff. I feel like they're figuring out once they've come close on AAV in years and everything else.
I just wouldn't give them the benefit of the doubt. That they're even like past.
But the reason I do, and normally I wouldn't, but the reason I do, like Swayman could have taken them to arbitration, and now he's not. And so, what's his recourse now? Like his recourse now is like holdout, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's not gonna go to some arbitrator who's gonna get either side with him or side with the team. The recourse now is a holdout, I think. And so I don't really know what his leverage point is anymore. And I think to give up his leverage point,
well, in arbitration, his leverage point is that he's the only guy. I mean, what are you gonna do? Like he's the only guy. You sent out the other guy. To me, the Bruins have no leverage. It's basically they're just in a stare down.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I do think if they're not giving you the number, then you say, "Fine, I'm taking you to arbitration. I'll be a free agent in a year.
Yeah.
Like I will leave. So good luck. I'm gone."
Well, I would guess that he thinks that they're bluffing because he saw them send Ullmark out. And so he goes, I've been through this with you before. I've seen what it's like when you're going to take me to arbitration. And if I can squeeze, you know, another 0.5 out of you, then it's worth it for me to sit here for 3 weeks and just, you know,
this is why
play my Game Boy.
This is why they screwed themselves by taking him to arbitration last year, is because you could have worked out an extension with them last year. And they were very tight to the cap, and I get that. But you could have worked out an extension with them last year and you wouldn't be in this spot. And you could have moved on from Ullmark last year and you wouldn't be in this spot. But here they are. And
I'm sure it's also his agent sitting there saying, like, they've got over $9 million sitting there. Don't take 6.8.
Yeah. And by the way, the number I just looked up, they have more. I'm looking at Bruins cap space on Twitter. They're budgeting in like $1 million for a third line player. And so, you know, if the Bruins spend $2 million on a third line player, or they bring in some guy who can fit into the top six who's making two and change, they can look at it and go, look, we don't have the money. And if I'm Swayman, I go, tough, trade somebody. Trade somebody, and I'll hold out until then. But if it gets there, look out. 617-779-7937. It would be weird to pay out all this money to Lindholm and to Zadorov and then say we're not going to pay Swayman. Like, they feel so far down this road, I'm giving them some benefit of the doubt. But maybe I shouldn't. Again, you can jump in on this. We'll get back to our big question of the day. The Red Sox, their weekend. What do they do with the trade deadline and John Henry's interest level in the team? That's all next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.